Members of Senegal's opposition movement say they will continue daily protests to force President Wade to withdraw his candidacy. Led by several opposition candidates, demonstrators have tried to reach the Place de l'Independence in the heart of downtown Dakar, where demonstrations are prohibited ahead of Sunday's vote. Protesters say the ban and its excessive enforcement have no place in Senegal's celebrated democracy.
We are not here to make war with our brother policemen. Far from it. We only want our rights. The Constitution gives us the right to demonstrate.
The reason for the demonstrations is also a constitutional matter. Mr. Wade amended the document to include a two-term limit in 2001. But despite that, he is now running for a third term.
How can he forget the number of terms he can serve? It is absurd.
Despite his 2007 pledge not to run again, Mr. Wade says he needs another term to finish several projects. His supporters agree and want to let him finish what he has started.
He has transformed the infrastructure in all of Senegal. Dams, bridges, education. He has made Senegal what Senegal has never been before.
Even his opponents are quick to concede that Wade has improved the country's infrastructure, but he is highly criticized for vanity projects, like his $27 million monument to the African Renaissance, as wastes of public funds in a country plagued by constant power cuts, high unemployment, and a broken public education system.
All of these failures certainly justify the falling out between the Senegalese people and the regime of Abdoulaye Wade.
Candidate Ibrahim Afal has suggested the vote be delayed in light of the recent unrest. Local media reports that at least 10 have died in protests throughout Senegal since the nation's Constitutional Council approved the president's candidacy on January 27th. The same court will oversee the outcome of the elections. That worries an opposition who believes the court's independence is compromised. Mr. Wade has repeatedly guaranteed that he will exceed the 50% needed for a first-round victory over all 13 opponents.
They have lost. They have lost. They have lost.
Large delegations of observers have come from the European and African Unions, as well as the Economic Community of West African States, to monitor the vote, which Wade's government says will be fair and transparent. This is Nick Loomis for VOA News, Dakar.